Well, thanks for joining me for the chaplet. You know how much I love praying with you. Thanks for doing this with me too, and thank you for your prayers. I just want to just let you look. I come to you occasionally and say, "Hey, could you pray for me? I have this intention," and there was an intention I had, probably for the last week or two. And the last day I was on the air with you, I think it was last Thursday, I had really asked you to pray for me, and I just want you to know that prayer was answered completely that very day. I got off the air, and later that night, my wife and I received the answer to the prayer. And I want to thank you for it. I mean, God does hear prayers. I think there's a power when we get together and pray for each other. And I've been praying for that. It's kind of a two-part prayer. So part one was just answered. The second part, I have decided, and I said to my wife, I'm not even going to ask God. And so often, we petition, right? We ask. I said, I am just going to thank God for what he has in store. And I've been praying in gratitude and in thanksgiving for something that I know the Lord's going to bestow upon me. And, I'm not even going to ask. I just want to know how grateful I am. Because I think when you give God praise, God gives you strength to keep believing that what he has promised is going to come to pass, And here's the key. Every time you're tempted to worry about your situation, it could be the finances, the health, it could be the relationship, it could be the job, it could be the court case, whatever it is. Every time you are tempted to worry, thank God that the answer's on the way, because God promised that he would bring good out of every situation. So when the thought comes saying, you're never going to get better, nah, this disease, the doctors say, you only have so much time to live, that tumor's very aggressive, those finances, that debt's only getting bigger, look at the interest, it's compounding, the court case is looming, look at this, that relationship will never be saved, she'll never come back, he'll never come back. When that happens, when Satan starts to undermine your faith and your trust in God, pray, Father, thank you. Thank you for bringing my health back. Thank you for those financial blessings that are coming my way. Thank you for the healing of that relationship. Because then your faith begins to get built up, Your thoughts might say, God won't help you, right? There's nothing good in your future. I say, turn it around. Say, thank you, God. Your mercy is bigger than any mistake I have ever made. Your mercy, your generosity is a pathway to happiness and to a brighter future. My best days are out ahead of me. That's what you got to pray. Pray. When you give praise, God gives you the strength and he answers your prayers, I think, in miraculous ways. And I'm thanking him for the answer to my petition. And I am praying right now in gratitude and thanksgiving for something else that I am asking for. And I'm just so grateful to pray for you. I want to pray, especially if you have trouble doing that, ask God for the grace. Just a quick answer prayer here from somebody who wrote in. She said, Drew, below is a photo, sent me this beautiful picture of her daughter. She said, Sutton Modeling has made, with her baby sister, and fast forward through this. Okay, 2 years ago, during the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I called for prayers, and you asked for God's miraculous healing of Sutton, who had a very large and a very aggressive brain tumor going into surgery. Well, on behalf of her family and my brother, who is Grandpapa Mike, we want to thank you and everyone who prayed with you for your prayers. I just want to let you know we now have another clean MRI today. We want to thank God for that miraculous healing. Emily, she goes on with other things, asking prayers for her granddaughter for continued healing there. And she goes, my chalkwork at home, thanks be to God, his divine mercy to you, Drew, and the intercessors for my daughter-in-law, Emily, who had surgery 3 weeks ago and who is healing well with no cancer cells found in her lymph nodes. So cancer is not bigger than God. We often say it. Tumors can shrink. Healing can take place. God can use medicine. God can answer your prayers. I'm convinced of it. Let's pray for you right now. I'm joined by Chris Flood, who is joining me. She is a colleague of mine here. And Chris, it's always a delight to have you in studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Drew.
Anything you want to pray for?
I would just like to give thanksgiving also for answered prayers. The intention I prayed for last week for my family, although it was not large but important, it was answered. And so many of my prayer intentions have been answered here, so I give thanks for that.
Yeah, so often I get an answer to prayer and then I forget to thank God for it. You know, I'm on to my next petition. You know, we pray so long for something, when we get the answer to it, it's a quick thanks and then we move along. And I love that. I think we should pray with gratitude and acknowledge God's goodness. And Lord, I want to pray for Chris and all of her intentions. I know she's got a heart full of them. I want to pray for a friend of mine. His name's Oscar, and he's got a very important meeting coming up, and he asked me to pray for that particular meeting. And Oscar, we'll pray for God's will to be done. All right, we'll put that in God's hands, and we'll ask for that answered prayer. Let's pray as we do every day. We'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call. It comes today from Mark, who's praying in Stratford, Connecticut. Hey, Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? God bless.
I'm okay.
This is a prayer of Thanksgiving. People won't believe it wasn't a setup, but after your setup, you know, before the prayers here, I called last week on Monday for my father, Tom, who was going, we were going to go get his PET scan and bone marrow draws for the leukemia. And the visit was for Thursday, and I told you at the end of my request that I had already thanked God for it. I had my email all set to go to you, and I had I also did the 9-day novena, and I was going to show the doctor in case she didn't know God, she would after that point. But what happened was and this was really the crux of my prayer. God knows your heart. What happened was the night before we were supposed to go for the visit. The doctor called my dad and said, Mr. Simbianti, there's no need to come. We got the results, and right now there's nothing to do. We'll talk after the first of the year to find out that we just need to monitor. It's something that has to be watched now because he has a marker, but the PET's nowhere in the body, and the bone marrow has such a minuscule amount that there's nothing to do at this point. So God bless God.
Wow. And Mark, you know, you're an inspiration because I remember your call vividly, and I really believed you were a man of faith because you prayed in expectation. You held out a huge cup, and you really prayed believing that God was going to answer your prayer, and that's just such an awesome story. When you get a chance, do me a favor, jot that story down for me and send it to me. Just email me, drew@relevantradio.com.
Yes,
I would love that.
Yes,
Mark, let's pray in Thanksgiving. We'll pray for the continued health of your father. Let's pray for you and for all your intentions. And we'll pray for those right now who are in similar situations that are just having difficulty having that faith and the trust like you did. And I think of the hemophiliac who knew all she had to do was touch Christ's hem and she'd be miraculously healed. Or the centurion who says, Lord, you don't have to come to my home. Don't. Just say the word and it will be done. He said, I've never seen faith like that. And Mark had that same type of faith. He knew that God could heal his father. Let's pray right now for your situation so that you can also see the tangible results of your prayer, that you can see those miracles unfold in your life. Really, let's pray with a lot of trust. And Lord, I give you my heart and all those intentions, all those united with me as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from Tilly. She's praying in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Tilly. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. And before I forget, Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Thank you.
Still having seizures, but we've had some little spots of clear, no seizure a day. So that's a gift, and truly a gift. But we want no seizures and no tumors or no kidneys. And then for my friend Emily, who is having an adverse, bad reaction on the medication that the doctor gave her for her seizures, and she's got two children. And for my Bernie son, for his medication to get off of that Suboxone, he's having some adverse reaction as well. And for my son Jerry, who is trying to get a production out, film production, he's kind of like you, likes to do film, but he's a film writer, and we're hoping to get that produced so he can help his sister and brother with their medical needs. So thank you so much, and have a blessed Christmas. And I've been praying for whatever your intention. I'm glad to hear that it came true.
Tilly, thank you. I'm so grateful for your prayers. And I mean that. I cannot express how grateful I am for everyone's prayers. I mean, God, I don't always get answered prayers. I mean, sometimes the Lord makes me wait. Sometimes the Lord says no. But boy, he did prayer in a very vivid way. And I'm grateful for it. And I want to lift up your daughter with seizures in particular for healing there and for all the intentions that you just voiced. Lord, I pray for those who are battling addiction right now too, those who are methadone and Suboxone and who have all these other issues. I pray for freedom for those individuals, and I pray for healing of the body for those seeking it. I pray for the blessings, finances for those who are in need of it. And I give you everything Tilly has voiced. We also pray in thanksgiving for the way you are now working, the way you are answering these prayers, and for this opportunity to trust in you. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Maggie, who's going to be joining us here with our Twitter petitions. You can always post your Twitter petitions at Drew Mariani Show, or just send it to us, drew@relevantradio.com. I want to send a prayer out for Mrs. Grossclaws, one of my former colleagues here, Steve Grossclaws. I was just thinking of him a little bit earlier, and I know his mom always prays with me. So, Mrs. Grossclaws, we're praying for you and for UK. And Maggie, who else can we pray for? What's coming in?
Well, we also have a couple of intentions in-house, Drew. I really want to pray for Nancy and Rose. Their retirement is coming up soon.
I know.
I just want to pray for the best in this next chapter of life for them. And I think everyone here on the Relevant Radio team would wish the same for them. Joseph from Indiana left us a message about his brother David. David is a fallen away Catholic, and Joseph's prayer is for his repentance. David is dying with severe medical issues right now, so he would like prayers for his brother's soul. Susan is asking for prayers. She said, I just received my CAT scan results of my lungs. It looks like there may be a malignancy. Please pray for me and for my sons and my husband that they might return to the church. And Robin wrote to us, she said, please pray for my brother-in-law, James. He was recently diagnosed with cancer and needs lots of prayers. Also for my nieces, Shane and Megan, who love and depend on their father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll lift up all of those intentions for sure. So many of them. Wow. Lord, we just I give you everybody who's written, who I can't share on the air, and everyone who's posted their intentions on our Twitter page. And of course, Maggie, for your intentions. And let's bring into the conversation Robert from Milwaukee, who will pray with us on the third decade. Hi, Robert. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to pray for my neighbor, Bruce, so he has a quick recovery after a stroke and that he can come home from the hospital sooner than expected. For the repose of the soul of my father, John, and that we can all grow in humility and perseverance in prayer, even when we don't think things will change.
Yeah.
Most importantly, to grow in our relationship with God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful prayers. Thank you, Robert. Lord, we do pray. So often we pray for the temporal and the natural needs that we have. But I do want to re-echo all of Robert's intentions. I was praying with him, but I do want to pray for those virtues and those graces that we need to grow in purity and humility and holiness, to draw closer to you, to allow our love and our faith in you to really be the light that illuminates this path of life, that it may lead us to you. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Joanne is listening to us in Naples, Maine. Joanne, thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. While I was in the queue, I called originally for a friend of mine whose 30-something son was in a neurosurgical procedure today for a very critical spine injury. He's been waiting months for surgery. As I've said many times, I've prayed to the Lord, I want to be the 10th healed leper. Today is the 10th between you and many people. While I was waiting in the queue, I just got a message from his mother. He's out of surgery. They removed a very large piece of broken vertebral spine that was pressing on his nerve. This is his second spine surgery in a very short period of time. He has a big rehab ahead of him, but he's on the right road. And as an aside, his brother's friend was the anesthesiologist, a complete surprise.
Oh, wow. How awesome. Well, Joanne, thank you. Always good to hear from you. I'm grateful for your prayers and for this answered prayer as well. It seems to be a day in which we are just thanking God, right? God has been so good. Lord, I give you all of Joanne's personal needs. We do pray for her friend's son. I pray for anyone having spinal surgery, anyone who has nerve problems, anyone battling cancer, anybody with debilitating diseases or ambulatory problems, Lord. And I just ask that today in particular, you answer a lot of prayers, that we may rejoice and give you thanks, that we may see your generosity, that we may just delight in your mercy. And I know so many souls are crying out to you now. Hear their prayers. Let today be the day that they receive their yes. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Valyermore, California. I think Christine is calling us from there. Hi, Christine. Good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm well, Christine. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining me.
Good. I just want to pray in Thanksgiving for answered prayers, for good health for me and my family members, for the intentions of my family members, all the listeners. And to just let everybody out there who's struggling right now or feeling down or feeling like they can't go on know that don't you worry. If you can't pray for yourself, I got you. I'm praying for all of you. And even adversity is good, man. If we didn't have adversity, we wouldn't be able to see the blessings in the blessings. So if you're at rock bottom, that's a good vacation spot. Everything's going to be okay.
You rock. You're something else, Christine. I'm going to pray for you, all right? We're going to pray for all
Thank
of your
you,
intentions.
Sir. Thank
you. I love your message, and it's an important one. I think people needed to hear that today. I do. I think, you know, I've been thanking God. I really have just recently, and I am praying still in gratitude and thanksgiving for something that I know the Lord's going to give me. I'm not even asking him. I'm saying, Father, thank you for what you have in store for me. I know it's going to supersede my expectations. I thank you for that blessing, and I'm just thanking him right now. And I want you to do the same thing. Let's pray in gratitude today for the Lord. Even these crosses, even these trials, even these difficulties that you're going through right now, I know you don't see value maybe in them or how any good can come from them, but God can. It's part of your story. It's part of your journey to your eternal home. So, Lord, I just give you the hearts, the needs, the wants, the desires of everyone united with me. I give you their petitions. I do. And I ask you to be merciful to them. But I also pray in thanksgiving because I know you bring good out of every situation. And I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, my Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
The whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint Nick,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escrivá.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, do me a favor, too, if you could. You know, I know God's going to hear your prayers, and you might have that really quick answer to prayer, like that wonderful caller who prayed for his father and even wrote that letter of thanksgiving before the father even went in. Father didn't have to go in, you know, and we hear about the cancerous tumor shrinking, like the woman who wrote to me earlier, or you know, the healings that take place. As God works those miracles in your life, and it might be today, it might be a week from now, it might be a year from now, don't forget to thank him. And please write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. You know, we'll keep your name anonymous, of course, but just send us that answer prayer. Let us know how God has responded to you. God will work out everything for you. Trust me in that. Trust me. I don't care how bad the situation looks. You'll look back in retrospect and see that God was there with you the entire time. I take a short pause. When we come back, I want to share something that happened on the radio here with me last week, and it's something you might have missed, so I thought I'd reintroduce you to it, and I'll bring you up to speed on that right after this.
Your virtual parish, the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, I hope you are having a good Advent. I am. It's been great to be here with you today. I enjoy so much our time together. It's actually a privilege for me. And if you enjoy the broadcast, if you find it edifying, if it has touched your life in some way, please tell others about it. I'm on the air 3 to 6 on the East Coast, 2 to 5 in the Central Time Zone, noon to 3 on the West Coast. Set your radio, or don't forget your smart app. You know, you can download our app, our Relevant Radio app, and listen anytime, and share conversations that you might have heard here with others. Great way to get plugged into our podcasts. And I know how busy life is, and I know sometimes you come and go, you can't listen to all 3 hours. I had a great conversation last week with one of my colleagues here at Relevant Radio. His name's Peter Atkinson, and he's from the Mary Bakers. And you probably have heard this on the air. This is such an incredible and wonderful, I think, blessing. Very exciting news that we shared last week. We're offering now a new audio Advent calendar and daily episodes of Charles Dickinson's A Christmas Carol. And I've shared this with you in the past. I mean, it's just so well done. It's so fun to listen to. And you can really discover the beauty of Advent with Dickens' A Christmas Carol, brought to you by the entertainment division of Relevant Radio, the Mary Bakers, professional actors, and you're just going to experience Christmas in a new way. If you missed my conversation with Peter, I just thought I'd get you plugged in. We still have several weeks left ahead of us, right? You can always catch up, as I said, at the archives and anything you might have missed. But this is kind of a little way to bring some light to your Advent journey. Here's a conversation I had just a couple days ago with Peter Atkinson. Peter, good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Drew, it's a privilege to be on your show.
You know, and I love you. You're like an old soul. I don't believe in reincarnation. I know you don't, but I do. I you know, you're a really interesting character, and the work is absolutely phenomenal. And my wife and I were talking about this morning. She's been listening to some of your other, you know, work that you've done, some of the other radio theater there, and you know, production wise, I just the voices, the sounds, the audio, the mixing. You literally are transported to another world. It's just so spectacular. Bring us back. I'll stop talking because I want to hear. I want you to introduce everyone to what you're doing. How did you decide, and why did you decide to get involved in radio theater when that has, you know, from all intents and purposes, a lot of people thought it was dead?
Yeah, no, it's a strange career choice for a 28-year-old guy to get involved in a old radio theater when that sort of went away in the 1950s, 60s, when televisions went into everyone's homes. And I just want to say it means a lot to have you, with your experience in radio and audio, think that the audio production is stellar, because that's always something that I'm worried about. I want to create stories and entertainment that transports people away to different adventures and worlds and so on and so forth. So it means a lot coming from you. The way I got involved was actually, I grew up listening to old time radio theater. There was a radio station, 88.5 FM. It was a WAMU in Maryland. And they used to have an old radio show, 4 hours of old radio shows that I used to listen to every single week with my mom. And I had piano lessons on Monday morning, and I used to always be completely tired for the piano lessons, because I would just stay up listening to them, hour after hour after hour. Because they have everything. You know, you have mystery, science fiction, detective, adventure, Western, so on and so forth. And to me, they were just like a second language. So when the pandemic happened, it was a pretty natural turn to radio theater. It's just such an incredible medium.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's a personal thought. When it first came, I thought, yeah, radio theater. I think, like I said, what's old is new. I think people are really going to value this. Podcasts are hot right now. A lot of people go to specific things. I think this is going to be a real surprise to a lot of people. And, you know, I was taught very early on when I first got into television production. Somebody once said to me, Drew, quality begets quality. So I, from the very beginning, always hired the best crews, the best editors, the best shooters, et cetera, right? Because your work is what sells you your next job. And my that project got me the next project, which got me the next project, right? And the same thing, there's a lot of people who try to do this, and it's bad. And then people don't come back to it at all. I think the same thing for radio. You need good radio and television if you really want to win souls. You chose A Christmas Carol as the first production that you're doing for Relevant Radio. I think the timing's perfect, but tell us a little bit about that. Now, I signed up earlier today so I can, you know, get plugged in throughout the throughout Advent, but fill everyone in on what's going on and what you hope to do in the days ahead.
Yeah, so the reason that we decided to do A Christmas Carol as our first audio production was partially because of the timing of it, partially that we would be able to release it at the beginning of December and people could listen through Advent and be prepared for Christmas spiritually and just a journey with our listeners throughout Advent. But the other reason is part of our mission at the Mary Baker is part of our mission is to support families building culture. So I'm sure you've noticed that the entertainment culture in the United States and around the world is just not exactly pro-Christian, pro-Catholic all the time. And I can tell you, as someone from, you know, having worked in the entertainment industry, it's even worse on the inside sometimes. And so one of the things that I'm really, really passionate about is how do we create stories and entertainment that can bring families together and that can help people experience their own lives with a renewed sense of hope and joy and peace and ultimately have them encounter Christ. And already since we've launched, we've had some really wonderful responses where teachers are planning to use this in classrooms. Families are planning to gather around the radio or the smartphone in this case, or the computer, and listen to these shows throughout Advent. And that when I heard those things coming back to us, it moved me to tears, because I thought I was about 5-10 years away from having that level of impact. But to know that the shows that we're creating are not just fun stories or beautiful stories or even really really well produced stories, but they're ultimately impacting people's hearts.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be better?
You know, Peter, here's what I've always said this. I believe it deeply. I never wanted to do talk radio. I sit behind a microphone today and could not be happier. I think God has a mission for all of us in life, sometimes multiple missions. And just the way God's providence worked in your life to open this opportunity up to now reach over 250 million households just in the continental United States, not counting around the world, it's going to have profound impact. Let's do this. Let's give everyone a little sneak peek of one of the first episodes of The Merry Beggars. This is, and do you want to set it up? Do you know what we're going to play here?
I think so. Right. This is probably going to be a trailer, and this is a good way for the audience to sort of see the world that we're setting up. We're not just doing a production of A Christmas Carol. We're actually bringing the audience back to 1843 when Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol. He published it on December 19th. It was sold out within, I think, 5 days on Christmas Eve. And so we're bringing the audience back to a theater in London where they will hear Charles Dickens read A Christmas Carol for the very first time.
I love it. So here's a little sneak peek of the first episode of The Merry Beggars telling Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol. This debate will debut tomorrow evening. Listen.
And here, three seats. We made it just in time. Here, you sit there, and you right there. They haven't started the reading yet. Dickens hasn't started the performance.
Well, lucky us, but here comes someone on stage. Is that Charles Dickens?
That's the presenter man. He works at the theatre.
Attention, attention! Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my esteemed pleasure to bring you an author of great renown. We have all read his wonderful Pickwick Papers a few years ago. And, of course, we have been enthralled by his Oliver Twist. And, most recently, his telling of Nicholas Nickleby. And, of course, we turn to his most recent publication, in its fine red cover with elegant gold trimming, A Christmas Carol.
That's the one. That's the one we're here for.
Shh, I know.
I love it. I could sit here and just take you through it all. It's fantastic. We'll tell you how to get connected to it, too. So grab a pen and paper or get your cell phone out and get ready. Peter, you know, we have to take a break here in a minute. I want to talk to you some more. But before I take that break, the process of producing one of these shows, is I don't think people always, unless you do it, unless you're involved in the back end of things, that sounded beautiful. And, oh, wow, it's very entertaining. No one knows the layers, the intensity, the amount of work that goes into producing, you know, a project. I used to think about it in the documentary work, how much time and effort goes into one screen minute. Tell us a little bit about the process of producing one of those shows. I mean, how much goes into behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, and I know you know from your experience in documentaries just how much goes on behind the scenes to make it seem effortless when people are watching. One of the reasons that I was drawn to radio is we can produce, 100 stories for the amount of time and cost that it takes to produce one story on film. And the great thing is in audio, we don't have to compromise quality in order to get it out. So the whole process starts from writing the script. The script for this Christmas Carol was around, I think, 270 pages that we wrote. We adapted A Christmas Carol in about 2.5 weeks. And then we cast professional actors from around Chicago. A lot of actors traveled from out of state, Kentucky, Missouri, so on and so forth. And then after you work through it, you do rehearsals, you get them to know the script. That takes about a week, if you're doing it really quickly. And you bring them into a studio, and then the magic happens where you have, 25 actors in a room together, each with their own mic. And you're able to run the scenes again and again and fine-tune their performances until you can get something where, we can really create a just mind-blowing experience for the audience. And for each episode is going to be about 10 to 13 minutes long. And I don't know how many hours went into creating those 10 to 12 minutes, but in terms of recording hours, we recorded 28 hours over 4 days in order to produce all the episodes of A Christmas Carol. And then when you're done that, then the real work begins of actually editing the voices, choosing the performances. Every time that we create audio, we want the audience to be transported to another world. We want it to be cinematic, immersive audio. Because if we're going to earn our audience's attention, it needs to be as exciting, as thrilling, and hopefully more fulfilling than a lot of the shows that you watch on a streaming platform like Netflix, Hulu, so on and so forth. Well, so, I mean, you've mentioned it a couple of times about quality, and I always err on the side of putting in more hours in order to make it something that the audience will want to talk to their family and friends about just with joy and exuberance.
Yeah, well, the beauty of it is it lasts forever. You know, it's like when it comes to production like this, I mean, that will live on every year. You can revisit this and or play it anytime you want, really. With a talk radio show like this, you're only as good as your last show. Tomorrow's a whole new day. So, the effort you put in, It's really a work of art. And I got to take a break here, Peter. I went a little bit long. When we come back, let's talk a little more. I want to get people plugged in into how they can sign up, what they can expect. We hope they'll share it with others. This is going to be just, I think, a tremendous gift to you. So I want you to go sign up. You're going to enjoy it. You heard just a little snippet of some of the quality of that production. It's entertaining. And it's good for the entire family. Stay with us. Our conversation with Peter Atkinson continues right after this.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, good to be with you. I like giving you good news. I like being able to get you plugged into things that will edify you and maybe fill your hours, your days, a little bit more joy. And if you're just tuning in, I have the great privilege of speaking with one of my colleagues, Peter Atkinson from the Merry Beggars. He just produced a series for Relevant Radio. We were talking a little bit about it. It's an audio, and I hope you'll get plugged into this. I signed up today, December 1st. You can begin this whole thing. There's an audio advent calendar, and you're going to get daily episodes of Charles Dickinson's A Christmas Carol. And if you were with me a few minutes ago, you heard some of the audio. Even during that break, I heard an ad for it. It's a classic. You are going to love it. Peter used 25 professional actors, and really it's a first-of-its-kind audio advent calendar, and I love that. It's something new. It's something fresh, and new episodes of a Christmas Carol is going to drop every day. Starting tomorrow, I'll bring you all the way up to Christmas, and what a great way to spend a few minutes with the family, right? If you're in the car with the kids, or maybe you commute back and forth to work, or you run some errands, maybe you take a walk, you work out, something great to listen to. So you can experience a real Christmas classic in the way it was meant to be told. And I'm telling you, we were talking a little bit about the production of the work. It's fun. It's stellar, and it's really well done. And you can get more details about the Merry Beggars production simply by going to relevantradio.com or to the app, and there you'll find it. I think I went to the app today and signed up. So, Peter, I only have a moment or two left for you. Again, I want to thank you for being here. This is the first of a series of other projects, I'm sure, that are going to unfold in the days ahead. You chose this one first, and I think could not be more appropriate or entertaining, and it's going to be a classic. When people sign up, what do they have to do? I mean, I thought it was pretty easy. I went to the app and plugged my name in and put a little password there. So what will they get after they sign up, and what can they expect over the next 25 days?
Yeah, so we've designed the experience to make it really simple and really easy for people to sign up. So when you go to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com and you click on the Christmas Carol image, you'll be taken to the merrybeggars.com. And there you can create an account. It's entirely free. All you have to do is put in your email, you create a password, first name, last name, and bada bing, bada boom, you have your new account with the Merry Beggars. We've designed the whole experience to sort of imitate or feel like premium streaming experiences. So we're not just creating a Christmas Carol production and then we'll see you again next year at Christmas again. Right. We're going to be creating new shows all through 2022. And really, my vision for this is decades long. I want to produce a hub where families and people who want really nourishing entertainment can come to it and stream from their smartphone on the website, can stream from their phone, wherever they get content. Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier, Drew. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
Well, you mentioned earlier that sometimes if you want to reach souls, you have to have excellent quality. And we spent months and months developing the graphics, the images, the brand, the feel, the website experience, so that when you're logging on, you will sometimes mistake this for Netflix, or you'll sometimes mistake this for Spotify or Apple Music or whatever services you use. Because if we want to actually, engage souls for Christ and have them encounter God through entertainment, we have to create excellent entertainment. I had a mentor of mine once say that the danger of bad entertainment that is produced by Christians and Catholics is that people will think that God is really boring, when in fact, God is actually opening up our lives for adventure, and he allows us to have an adventurous life that feeds our hearts and our souls. And if we want to use entertainment as a tool for Christ and allow people to experience healing in their own hearts and their own relationships, then it has to be excellent, excellent work.
Yeah, no, I could not agree with that more. It's always been a passion of mine, and I'm always so frustrated. I don't want to disparage anybody, but I think Catholic radio and television, I thought for years it has been just horrible, almost embarrassing compared to some of the other production. I mean, we've got the fullness of the truth. You know, our message is beauty, you know, and what is it, as you point out, you know, God is truth, and he is beauty, and he is goodness, and our work should reflect that. And I know money is sometimes a problem doing that. So when I saw Relevant really approach broadcasting in a professional manner, when I saw what the Merry Beggars are doing, I thought, bravo. And even some of our Catholic brothers and sisters, I've seen them really raise the bar in terms of their production. I wish we had the best directors, best actors, best writers behind what we do. And I'm glad to see that you're doing that. I'm glad you're part of it. You know, I'll have to make a cameo one day. Here I am, you know, throwing myself into one of your productions. But I'd love to play a small part one day, Peter, because I think the work is great.
Who do you think is Scrooge? Who do you think is Scrooge in our next year's production, Drew?
That's hilarious. That is just too funny. You'll say, thank you, Drew, for coming, but next year. That's so fun. One thing I can't do is sing. You know, acting, who knows? We'll see. Hey, Peter, thank you. Good to have you here. It was fun talking with you. Congratulations, too. I mean that. I mean, this is fantastic. I hope everyone will go right now and sign up, because tomorrow that first episode drops, and share it on your social media and get others plugged in. We'll have to catch up later in the season, too, just to see how things are going, okay?
That sounds good, Drew. It's a joy being with you.
Yeah, that was Peter Atkinson. That's a flashback. Last week I had that conversation, or maybe it was the 30th of November. Time flies, isn't it? I guess it was last week. And again, if you've listened to the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you, too. I just wanted to put that on your radar. A little bit different, extremely well done. I think you'd like it. That's why I revisited that with you. But let me go to Minnesota, Holdingford, Minnesota. Sharon has been listening, I think, each night. Sharon, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. I listened to your little podcast about Mr. Atkinson and the Christmas Carol. It is excellent. I listened this morning. As soon as it came on my email, I listened to it. He did a great job. And I just wanted you to know I'm so thankful that your prayers were answered. I had kind of kept you in my radar wondering how things were going, and I'm glad you let us know that your prayers were answered. So God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and Sharon, thank you for calling and for sharing that. You know, I'm sure, I hope Peter gets to hear this too, because he puts a lot of hard work into it, and I think they are a great blessing. And count on my prayers a little bit later tonight. When I spend some time with the Lord, I will remember you too. I am grateful for your prayers. All right, and have a good Advent, okay? We don't talk before Christmas.
We will. Thank you, Drew. Right. Take care.
Bye, Sharon. Bye. All right. Good to hear from you. And maybe you've listened to Peter's program as well. Again, you can go to relevantradio.com. We'll check that out. Coming up, I do want to give you a little background on the extraordinary story of St. Nick. And he's an interesting character. I mean, you might know the fundamentals of who he was. But did you know that there are legends that have him raising three theological students from the dead? You know, I'm always intrigued when you hear resurrection stories. St. Nicholas is just one of a number of saints. I mean, there's so many saints that have raised people from the dead. These three theological students had been robbed. They had been murdered by an innkeeper. The innkeeper said to have hid their remains in a pickling tub. Ugh. But that same night, Nicholas stopped by at the inn. He had a dream, kind of a vision of what this innkeeper had done. And he confronted the innkeeper. The innkeeper then confessed, and Nicholas prayed. He prayed that those three kids, whose parents probably needed them, would be restored to life. And according to the story, the legend, the history, He raised those three children from the dead. I love those stories. So many of them. Resurrection stories around the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa, St. Patrick. He's said to have raised from the dead. We know Christ did it. We know the saints have done it. We know the Lord told his apostles he would do the very works he did and even greater. I mean, you know, it's just so amazing. And yet we short circuit the power of our prayer. These saints had total trust and belief in God, and they know that the impossible becomes possible. When you really put your heart, your trust, your faith in God, with a faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do the impossible. You can tell a mountain to move, right? You can tell a tree to replant itself. Anything's possible with God. Hey, when we come back, Father Simon is stopping by. I'll give you a little bit more on the extraordinary life of St. Nicholas. I also want to talk about Santa Claus, but this conversation may not be for little ears. So I'll give you an early warning, okay? Stay with me. We'll be right back.